This is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show time. I will be chatting about a few different things. I'm going to talk about the fact that some of our iconic outback roads are getting closed, they're getting bitumenised, which I'm not sure I'm happy about. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to look at a bit of Cape York stuff and see what's happening up that part of the world. So in the meantime, time for the show sponsor, a bit of Steppenwolf and a bit of Ganga Jang.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a draw system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you, or find your closest ARB store or stockist. ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a draw system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you, or find your closest ARB store or stockist.
moisture, that certain smell. You lie in sweat on familiar sheets, in brief and neat, your own finance bed. In a room of silent heart, he breaks a certain texture, that certain smell. Brings home the heavy day, brings home the nighttime swell. Out on the patio we sit, and the humidity we breathe. We watch the lightning crack over cane fields, and laugh and think, this is Australia. The block is awkward, it faces west, long diagonals and sloping too. And in the distance, through the heat haze, in convoys of silence, the cattle graze. A certain texture, that certain beat, brings forth the nighttime heat. Out on the patio we sit, and the humidity we breathe. We watch the lightning crack over cane fields, laugh and think that this is Australia.
This is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And just wondering, should I be using that song, This Is Australia by Ganga Jang, as my new jingle for the start of next year's show? Something to ponder. Changes afoot. So I'm going to be looking for some ideas on different things to do for next year's show. We've got quite a few shows under our belt now. And I'm still enjoying them and still just waffling away, you know, when I've got guests to guests, when I haven't, to myself. And hopefully you guys are out there listening to it going, I can relate to some of that stuff. But look, first off, we have two $90 adult full weekend passes to the Hillsville Music Festival on this weekend to give away. They must be picked up from the station. And the number is 59615991. Now, you need to ring while I'm playing some music because I'm pretty much here by myself. So if you're looking for a couple of tickets to as full weekend passes to the Hillsville Music Festival, 59615991, and you must come and pick them up from the station. So, yeah, we don't send these things out. But I tell you what, if I wasn't working this weekend, I would be right there at the music festival. And having spent a few days the other week in a recording studio with my band and recording another four tracks so that we've got a five-track EP ready to come out on the 1st of December, in time for Christmas and a big concert we're doing. So looking forward to being able to play some of our unique style of music. And if Stax, if you're out there listening while you're building your man cave, it's all because of you. So yeah, we're looking forward to a good, fun night. So yeah, so basically what I sort of at the head of the show, I was talking about roads getting bitumenised, and there's a big push at the moment to get the developmental road up Cape York, and they're running from, well, where are they going to run from? They're going to run from essentially or right across the top from Weipa. They're talking Laura Lakeland area, right through the Rio Tinto boundary south of Weipa. Now, this is something, there's also a push with elections to come along that they want to do the whole developmental road, which basically you've got Laura, Little Laura, Rocky Creek to Coolburra, Kalinga to Healy, south of Moorhead River, Musgrave, up through Cowan, Archer River area, and just continue all the way up to just near Weipa. I'm not sure how I feel about this. They're going to do the Birdsville track at some point. There's big push to do the Birdsville track. The track out to Cape Levesque over in WA, they're in the process of bitumenising that as well. And, you know, they're talking about it gives improved access to these areas for freight and for tourists and for other road users, and improved safety, reduced ongoing maintenance, and improved community infrastructure, employment, training, business development opportunities for Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. I sort of get all that. I really do. I get why you'd want to do it. But the problem is, if we keep bitumenising every major outback track that's iconic to what we grew up with as kids, especially, you know, for me and for a lot of people out there, what are we going to have to show our grandkids other than, you know, here's a bitumen road? You go up the Sturt, right up the guts of Australia, and it's all bitumen. Where's the challenge? You know, there used to be a bit of fun going out to Perth, although I'd never done it fully all the way, but when it was dirt on the plains down there, and you know, people used to talk about them as journeys. And I know a lot of the old timers that I've worked with, you know, people like Ron Mooney, you'll hate me for saying that, Jeff Portman, and a few other people that have done all these iconic tracks, and now everything's becoming highways. And I guess I'm scared we're going to lose some of our iconic drives. And as a four-wheel driver and a caravaner and a road user and someone that believes in community and, you know, looking after community and greater access and safety, I just wonder where the boundaries are. Where do you stop? Do we want to bitumenise the whole country from one end to the other, every dirt road, every track, every hill climb, you know, bitumenise across the Simpson? I mean, how far do we want to take it just so that we can give people improved safety, you know, when they're out there travelling? I can understand, having spent time in communities, how important roads are for them, especially in places like Central Australia and up on the Cape. And in fact, my other half, my significant other half, has spent time working up on Cape with the Indigenous people as well, and travelling out to very remote communities and doing work out there. And, you know, we've been in WA where we've been helping out on communities doing bits and pieces. It's just, I don't know, it's just a fine line. I don't know. I don't want them to do it, and yet I can understand the reasons for doing it. I don't know. How do people out there feel about it? I mean, you know, I'd love to hear people's thoughts about it via my Facebook page, Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 Show, or even email the station, you know, address to me at info@yarravalleyfm.com. You can always ring the station, of course, 5961 5991, while I've got some music going. But it's just so hard. You know, they're going to finish bitumenising the whole high country. You know, how would it be if you get up to go to the local campsites up here and they're bitumen to every campsite? Where's the fun? Where's the enjoyment? What are they going to do? I mean, You know, these major roads, they're access roads, I know, but I'm glad I've done a lot of them in the dirt and in rugged conditions and in trying conditions, and I'll come back after some music and we'll talk about that. But, you know, at the moment we're looking at Cape York this afternoon, a little bit of, well, it's not far north Queensland anymore. It's a tropical north Queensland, but, Queensland is about the same size as Victoria, believe it or not. There's something like 1.7 million square kilometres of land and, it covers about 140,000 square kilometres, about the same size as Victoria for the top part of the Cape. So we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about travelling Cape York. And I've got some friends that have done it just recently and we've had a bit of a chat and I've seen some videos. So it sort of prompted me to bring back some of my memories of Cape York and some of the things that happened to us on some trips up that way. But in the meantime, bit of Neil Young and a bit of the Pretenders, I'll Stand By You, and Crazy Horse. Let's do it. It is 26 minutes past 2 here at Yarra Valley FM, and you're listening to Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 Show.
I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you.
That was The Pretenders. I'll Stand By You. It's 2:35, it's Yarra Valley FM, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. So, we still have these tickets here, and I'll hopefully give them away by the end of my show. 5961 5991, call while I'm playing some music, and we've got two adult full weekend passes to the Hillsville Music Festival this weekend, valued at $90 each. So it's very, very good value. So Cape York, it's a place I love. I've got some fun stories. Now, I've been up in and around. I've been very lucky to travel up the Cape area several times in and around, basically covering the whole of the Cape over multiple trips. And on one of the trips, one of the first trips we did up there, and we had the kids, and the kids were young, and we had a bit of a disaster with the car. We ripped a sidewall out of a tyre. We lost rubber mounts out of a sway bar. We bashed the exhaust into a rock which fell apart on the way up to Cairns. Wasn't fixed properly at Cairns and started to come down, and we hit a rock in reverse and buckled it up into the floor. We had a fuel leak because at that stage they changed the diesel mix, and so older diesel vehicles like mine would get this new stuff in, and of course it would cause a leak with the seals, so you had to get the seals replaced. And And it was a bit of a disaster all round for mechanical bits on that trip. But, you know, we had the three kids in the back and we're living out of a tent and a swag and roof rack and, you know, full of stuff. And one of the funniest things, we were sitting Fruit Bat Falls, and I was under the car and I had a hand hacksaw and I was cutting the exhaust off and taking sway bars off and swapping tyres. And my young son was about, I think he was about four at the time, got under the car with me and with a very serious look on his face said, "Dad, if you take off any more stuff off the car, will we get home and see Mum?" And I thought that was a classic. So there's a lot of my car bits in the tip up there. But again, it's harsh country. It's hard on cars. And if you don't get your tyre pressures right and your pre-prep right and all the rest of it, you know, you can be in a world of pain and a world of hurt. And so, it's definitely a magnificent place and this magnificent part of the country to go and see. And so I've got a few more stories that I'll talk about in a minute. But so the Cape York, for those that haven't been there, it's classed as a tropical area and it's very monsoonal. The monsoon season up in the top end of Australia runs from about November to April. And in a lot of that time, you know, you don't know where the rain's coming from. Heavy rains mean roads can get blocked off. You still have a lot of rivers that you have to cross getting up to the top, if you're going to go up the top. So the dry season runs from about May to October, and that's certainly a good time to be sort of heading up there, June, July, August, somewhere around there, sometimes September, October. But, you know, the average temperatures don't really vary that much all year round. You know, you get your November, December, you know, year Januarys where you get into your 29s and 30s on average. And I can't give you the source data timing on all of this. Whereas your low temperatures pretty much all year round are sitting in the low 20s, you know, 23.7, 23.0, 22.3, you know, 21.5, 21.6. So really balmy nights and very warm days, and they can be very warm. And obviously, you know, they're talking average rainfall. Now, this is just average rainfall in inches across January, February. You can get easily somewhere between 370 mil, which is about 14 to 15 inches of rain just in that month. Get into April and you're somewhere around the 8 inches, 205 mil, and then it drops right down, and the driest months are generally typically August, September. But you get up into November, December area where you're talking, you know, 156 and 194 mil. So, you know, really in the November, December, the wet season's building up. January, February, March, when you cop a lot of rain, and then it slowly works down. So it really does have a beautiful temperate climate when you're in those cooler months. And it does make, you know, after rain, the place just looks stunning. I mean, obviously, you've got to deal with things like crocodiles, and you've got to deal with stingers, and you've got to deal with mosquitoes, dengue fever, Ross River virus, all those sorts of things. You know, and there's the odd snake or two kicking around, and there's a few cane toads kicking around, and there's some wild pigs kicking around. There's actually a lot up at Cape York. And there's, you know, and none of these creatures I regard, funnily enough, as what I'd call really bad. I mean, nobody wants a huge spider running up and down their arm or their leg or whatever. And you certainly don't want to find yourself with your arms or your legs inside a croc's mouth. But a bit of care and, you know, living with the animals and the wildlife up on the Cape is just stunning. Don't camp close to waterholes. Don't camp close to rivers. I mean, you know, we camped up on the Mary River, which is not on the Cape, I know, but we camped not far from the Mary River down below one of the crossings. And it was perfectly safe to do so because, as the ranger told us, the crocs have too many fish in the river to worry about, you know, having to climb 50, 60 metres up an embankment to get to a human, and it's more hassle than it's worth. So, you know, we felt pretty comfortable camping there in the campground. But we were in a little boat and we were travelling along, and one that I'd hired, and the accelerator jammed on as we're zooming down the river, and we were trying to beat low tide, and so we were restricted in where we could take the boat. And it was really quite funny because here we are skimming across the water, couldn't get it to unjam, didn't want to kill the throttle completely, but managed to get it sort of safely there and off. And everyone's looking at me going, what are you doing, Dad? What are you doing? And it's like, oh, nothing to see here, as you do. And I got back into the office and I found out that they just finished doing a survey of that area, and there were 21 crocs per kilometre of bank from that Mary River crossing and all the way down to the ocean. And I can tell we saw a hell of a lot of crocs on that trip. But there are just as many up on the Cape, and so again you do need to be careful where you put your feet, dangle them, go for, you know, a drink at a waterhole and that sort of stuff. And yeah, but the wildlife up there, I mean, oh my gosh, you know, the bird life, the native animals that you can see and experience are just beautiful. You know, cockatoos and all different sorts of birds. It's just got to be open to looking for them. So we'll come back and we'll talk a bit more about Cape York, which is my theme for the afternoon. This is Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM. A little bit more Dylan for you and a bit of Supertramp. And again, if you're looking for some tickets to this weekend's Healesville Music Festival, we have two free tickets here worth $90 each. 5961 5991, and give us a buzz while the music's on and they can be yours. You just got to come and pick them up from the station. Alrighty, let's into it.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Have you had your weekly dose of hardcore music? Well, tune in to Wicked Radio on Saturday nights, 8 till late, playing the best in alternative, rock, metal, goth and punk. Plenty of interesting information on bands new and old, with music spanning over six decades. Wicked Radio, Saturday nights, 8 till 8.
Wicked! Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrapped. You know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling. Make a on the jugglers and the clowns when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal, how does it feel? How does it feel to have you on your own, no direction home, like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone? Ah, princess on a steeple and all the pretty people, they're all drinking, thinking that they got it made, exchanging all precious gifts. But you better take a diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose.
Bye.
just love it. This is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. Congratulations to Peter that called in and took out those tickets for the music festival this weekend. Should be a lot of fun out there. And like I said to him on the phone, I'm jealous because I am working this weekend and I'm not going to get a chance to get out there and see some of the great artists that we got local and interstate. Anyway, we're chatting Cape York, and I guess depending on where you want to start your trip to Cape York and how you want to travel, because a lot of people will start at Cairns. A lot of people think that Cooktown is the official start of the Cape, but for us, our trip, because we've done sort of bits and pieces all around Cairns, we sort of went into Cairns, went up to Canunda and the railway up there and the town and all that sort of stuff. And it's just beautiful, that part of the world. But it was good to sort of head off, and we sort of, rather than go up through the Daintree, we sort of followed the main road right around through Palmer River up to Lakeland, Laura, and then sort of up through Hahn River and across to Weeper, which is all part of that developmental road that they're trying to bitumenise even more. The thing about a lot of these places, you know, you can go from place to place to place. There's some fantastic places to stop. Lakeland, we had one of the funniest experiences on our trip. We're at the lake and it's beautiful, and you know, we parked well back from the water's edge, not knowing whether there'd be salties in there or not. And you know, you never know. When we put the torch on the water at night, you could see lots of red eye glows and things like that, which indicate crocs. So you just don't go and play. But there was some people in a particular hire company four-wheel drive that they pulled up. They set up right next to the water on a slight rise on a bank. It was a very beautiful spot to park. They got out with their chairs and their table and, you know, the bottle of wine, and they're sitting there watching the sun go down. And then there was this almighty scream, splash, bang. Obviously a croc had come out and taken an animal. And I've never seen two people pack up their car and never saw them again. They were in the car all night. We didn't see them the next morning. We know they weren't taken by the croc, of course, because we could see them packing up. But it was just so funny that they did it. And, I mean, obviously, you've got to be very aware up north with crocs. You know, unfortunately, there's been some people taken recently by crocs because there are an abundance of them. I mean, considering that they're on the protected species list because they were almost shot out back in the sort of 60s. And they've come back from that, and now their numbers are quite substantial, and there's a lot of things going on up there, and they're talking about professional hunting and all that sort of stuff to try and cull some of the numbers. But in the meantime, you know, you do have to be careful and don't do silly things. Like one of the places we were at, a croc came out and bit a tourist's hands because they were down there washing their clothes in the river. It's like, hello, common sense people, you know. Do you just go down and do that every time you want to wash your clothes? No. And crocs are really good. They're the ultimate hunter. I think they're even more of a hunter than the sharks, really. And I probably shouldn't laugh, but I did. It scared the hell out of my sister-in-law. We're up on the Cape, we're up at Lakeland, and she kept going out with the big torch to look at all the croc eyes to see if they're coming closer. And I think she'd done it about four times, and so I got my torch and I launched it through the air so it landed just beside her. And I've never heard anyone scream so loudly. I've never seen anyone run so fast and disappear back behind the cars. And it's like she got back and she said, right, that's it, we've got to put the tent up on the roof. I'm not sleeping on the ground in the swag. And it was absolutely hysterical. She didn't like me for a little while, but that's okay because that's what happens sometimes. But, yeah, that sort of practical joking is probably something I shouldn't really do. But, hey, you can't help but laugh when you see something like that. And, you know, crocs, like I said, they're the ultimate hunters, so they'll come up and down and they'll do all sorts of bits and pieces. And then we're in trouble. And so that's sort of one of those things. But, yeah, we are racing up to 3 o'clock, and I wanted to put on a little bit of Lee Kernaghan, Australian Boy, just to take us through that 3 o'clock break. And I'll come back with a few more funny stories and a bit more of a travel yarn about the Cape and how amazing it is as a place to travel. It's 2:58 here at Yarra Valley FM 99.1, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. Coming at you live.
Hey, listen in to Mashup Monday for a variety of great music, great banter on everyday topics, weekly famous birthdays, and mouldy oldies from the vaults.
Hold on, Jen, are you sure this is our show?
Well, that's how we roll, isn't it?
Mashup Monday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, every Monday with Michelle and Jen on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Local, live and loving it. Just another manic
Monday. I got roots where the salt bush grow. I'm an Australian boy in the land of boredom and Brigalow. I'm an Australian boy.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a drawer system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you or find your closest ARB store or stockist.
All right, you're listening to Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM. And we've got, I'm going to break it up a little bit, we've got a whole list of CSAs, community service announcements, that we're going to play, and a whole lot of other stuff, but I think I might put in a bit of Lucky Star. I've been everywhere, man, to break those up before we get back into the show and discuss a little bit more about Cape York and where we're going. So let's get into it.
I've been everywhere.
Well, I was humping my bluey On the dusty Oodnadatta Road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Oodnadatta, mate, with me you can ride. So I climbed in the cabin and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. I said, listen, mate, I've traveled every road in this hill land. Cause I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chair, man, I've been everywhere. Been to Tullamore, Seymour, Lismore, Mooloolaba, Nambour, Maroochydore, Kilmore, Marillaba, Birdsville, Emmerville, Wallaville, Conowana, Conowine, Strathbrine, Prospine, Nalladala, Darwin, Ginger, Nilliquin, Muckdilla, Wallamilla, Bogabilla, Cumberilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chairman, I've been everywhere.
Yeah, but listen here, mate, if you've been
I've
to...
I've been to Moree, Tari, Drillaby, Bamboo, Toowoomba, Gunnedah, Carringbah, Willamaloo, Dalveen, Tambourine, Ningadine, Jindabyne, Lithgow, Casino, Brigalow, Narromine, Megalong, Wyong, Tuggerong, Wangarilla, Morilla, Okathela, Brindabella. I'm the fella who's been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my chairman, I've been everywhere.
Yeah, I know that, but if you've been
to... Wollongong, Geelong, Currajong, Malambu, Mittagong, Molong, Grongrong, Gundawindi, Yarra Yarra, Boondah, Wollongara, Tarramurra, Bogar, Gundagai, Narrabri, Toowoomba, Golgong, Adelong, Billabong, Cabramatta, Parramatta, Wangaratta, Coolangatta. What's the matter? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, look, that's fine, but how about...
Big Adelong, Dandenong, Woodenbong, Ballarat, Canberra, Mulpera, Yundam, Skunk, Flat, Quangkai, River Murray, Kari Kari, Gurawin, Terrigal, Stock, Mobile, Collaroy, Narrabeen, Bendigo, Dorigo, Bangalore, Windapuri, Kirribilli, Yerran, Pilly, Wallangilly. Don't be silly. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain. A man of travel, I've had my chair, man. I've been everywhere. I've been here, there, everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Okay, mate, you've been every place except one, and you don't need my help to get there.
Station sponsor Warburton Curry Club is an authentic, fully licensed Indian restaurant. They offer dine-in, pick-up, takeaway, delivery and catering within the local area. They are open for dinner from Tuesdays to Sundays, 4pm till 9pm, and for lunch on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays from 12 till 2:30pm. Find Warburton Curry Club at 3463 Warburton Highway, Warburton. Call 5966 9182 to make reservations and to place orders, or for your convenience, visit www.warburtoncurryclub.com.au to order and make reservations online. Station sponsor.
Everybody ready in their place, okay?
Yeah,
quiet.
Yeah. Shh.
Okay. Here he is. John's just helping him out of the car.
Now, sweetie, remember, he's nearly blind, so get really close so he can see who you are.
I can hear his walking stick.
Oh, I hope he's okay. He gets tired these days.
Here he is.
Surprise! 21 today.
Tragically, most people who get multiple sclerosis get it young, and they've got it for life. Please give to the MS Society of Victoria and help us turn this life sentence into a life.
All right. Well, there we go. We're back into it really, really quickly. This is Ant-Man and it's Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show. Just listening to Lucky Star, I've never thought about it. I've listened to him lots over the years, and certainly I've Been Everywhere is a popular song. But I think I might have to start a bucket list, put it on, download the lyrics, get all the place names, and put them on a Facebook page and start seeing who can tick off who's been to what places. I think that could be a bit of fun. That could be a lot of fun, finding out who's been where and who's been everywhere, because there's a lot of places I've been to, but I don't think I've been everywhere yet, so I've got a bit of time yet in my life to keep travelling. I also wanted to bring up, just briefly, Armistice Day, which was just last weekend, the 11th of the 11th, which just happened to be my mother-in-law's birthday, her 80th birthday, so happy birthday, Susan. And a 100-year anniversary from the end of World War One, and something that I think is amazingly special. And I'm going to come back and I'll talk about that a little bit more.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1 is conducting free radio presenter courses for anyone interested in becoming a radio presenter or panel operator. However, if presenting is not for you, we're also looking for volunteers to get involved behind the scenes in the areas of office assistance, recording of community service announcements, fundraising and sponsorship, as well as setup and attendance at our outside broadcasts. If you are interested in becoming a part of the Yarra Valley FM 99.1 team, please email info@yarravalleyfm.com for more information.
Can I get one slice of fruitcake, please?
Mmm, excellent choice, sir. That one is the very finest traditional Aussie Christmas cake.
Perfect. Can I have
it? Tip-top full of fruit, moist and rich, yet delicate.
Yes, I know more. I'd like
to... And, of course, this cake helps cure childhood cancer, vision and mobility problems, Alzheimer's disease.
Are you just being silly?
I'm not, because this is a Lions Club Christmas cake, and all proceeds go to medical research, emergency relief...
Okay, I'll take the lot.
No, it's mine, but you can get order details from lionsclubs.org.au.
Fruitcake.
Right, I'm back. Sorry, I left in a hurry, and I've come back in a hurry. So what I was talking about, Armistice Day, 100 years of this country finding itself, this country sort of standing up and being who we are, and I think a lot of that really comes from our bushies, our people that lived in all the country towns and people up in Cape York, and obviously they were touched by the war up there as well. There's a lot of ruins and stuff around Bamaga, because when the Japanese invaded the Pacific and then started heading down towards Australia, and there's a lot of people who haven't realised that the top of Australia was bombed pretty heavily. And I think, you know, when you get up there into Cape York and you start looking around, a lot of people go towards Darwin and that sort of stuff. But there's a lot of stuff up on the Cape that reminds us just how tough our people are out there, you know, and what's required and how close we came to being invaded fully. And so the idea behind what we're doing is, you know, with exploring Cape York is I'm remembering who the people are and what they're doing and all the rest of it. So I think there's a lot there. And so I stood there on Sunday in 11/11 and had a bit of a tear in my eye. I mean, I've got family that have been involved in wars, and we've got a history of looking after this country, and I'm very proud of this country for what it does for all people that are here. Don't care what persuasion or anything else, if you come to Australia, you're born in Australia, you're Australian, and obviously I'm pretty proud of the fact that we are and that we do what we do. And so just another dimension to our little bit of Cape York adventure, running around the tip where there's lots of reminders of the bombings and planes and downed aircraft and things like that, as well as throwing in there a little salute to my mother-in-law who turned 80 on the same day. So very poignant, because, you know, she's turned 80 and the war only finished 20 years before she was born. Well, First World War and Second, and yeah, anyway, damn all wars, I reckon. So back to a bit of fun and understanding that there is so much to explore out there in the Cape area. Bamaga is just one, but obviously, you know, there's lots of roadhouses along the way, there's Lakeland. And it's funny, when we're talking about wars, we'd come out of Lakeland area, we'd gone through Old Laura, Lakefield area, I should say, I keep calling it Lakeland, Lakefield, out of Old Laura and wound our way across to the Howan Roadhouse. And we got there fairly early in the morning because it was quite warm. And we're sitting in the bar, I guess, for want of a better place, because it's a roadhouse, and looked up at the TV and we could see planes flying through buildings, and I hadn't seen that movie before. And I said to the guy behind the bar, I said, well, what's happening there, you know? I go, is this a movie that, you know, you've got or something? And he said, no, this is happening. And unfortunately, that was the day terrorism went to America and decided to take out Twin Towers, and we were watching it live in the morning in this roadhouse, and we had no idea what was going on, because we weren't listening to, you know, the radio when we're out there. We're just enjoying ourselves. And I guess it's just a timely reminder that the world is small, and, you know, like I said before, damn all wars, damn people that think it's okay to vilify and bully and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, there's enough in... We need... It's too many good things in life to be stuck worrying about, you know, whether you're 2 minutes late and you have to speed and run somebody over, or, you know, to not appreciate what you've got. So anyway, Love in a Time of Drought, Lee Kernaghan's coming up, and then Peter Allen, I Still Call Australia Home. Both Peter and Lee are people that I love. They talk about this country. They talk about what it means to them, how it feels. And, you know, I play a lot of their music when I'm out travelling, and especially when the kids were young, so they grew up with all this stuff. So let's do it. Love in a Time of Drought with Lee Kernaghan, and then Peter Allen, I Still Call Australia Home.
The dry was setting in, could see the heat haze rising off the corrugated tin, and nothing stirred out in the holding yard. She came right out of nowhere like a summer rain, could feel her wrap around me, a breath upon my skin, and she touched me deep down inside my heart. It was thunder, it was lightning, the sky opened up and love tumbled down. It was fearless, it was reckless, it was real as rain on dust. It was love in the time of drought. We watched the neon sunset. I held her body close. The western stars exploded. Our love and overflowed. And we lay there, lost in each other's arms. It was thunder. It was lightning. The sky. My heart lies waiting.
I still call Australia home. All the sons and daughters spinning around the world, away from their family and friends. But as the world gets older,
still call Australia home. And anyone that knows me will know that I've talked about every time I come home from overseas, I fly into Melbourne and I just go, you know what, it's just beautiful. I love coming home. So, you know, whether it's the valley, whether it's somewhere up on the Cape, whether it's anything else, well, it's all there. So two of the big adventures on Cape York that everybody wants to do or have a crack at, well, certainly everybody that I know in the four-wheel drive scene, is Gunshot Creek and the Jardine River. Now, the Jardine River is right at the top, and the old crossing used to be quite shallow. It's a very wide crossing. Couldn't tell you how wide. I haven't looked up the actual stats on that. And there's a ferry that crosses it now, so you're not legally allowed to cross the river at that point. But we went and had a look at both sides of where the old crossing was, and it was really amazing because you sort of get into a point where you just go, okay, we could cross here, and we worked out a plan, and we worked out snatch straps and this and that and winches and what we needed to do. And the first half going from the south to the north is really good. But then we did what we're supposed to do, and we jumped on the ferry and went across, went around to where the crossing is, and we walked in and we went, that's probably why you don't do that. You'd need to have somebody on the other side. But, you know, back in the old days, there are still people around, and I know a few of them that remember, you know, floating cars across on tin cans, 44-gallon drums and stuff like that, and, you know, having to winch and get pulled across and all that sort of stuff. And, yes, there are crocs in there. The advantage is it's quite shallow, but that's not going to stop a croc. It just means you'll see him a bit sooner. And I have heard stories of people standing on cars looking for crocs with guns in their hands and stuff like that. But, wow, what an adventure. I think I was born a few years too late. What an adventure that would have been to go and do that sort of thing. And Gunshot's the other one. You know, Gunshot Creek, there's like a trillion crossings of the Gunshot Creek. And the original one is still the steepest and the baddest and all the rest of it. And I know when we went up the Cape, my car was already suffering a bit at that point. But my mate decided he wanted to have a crack at the hard one, and we ended up having to get my car up on the other bank and really high and winch him up and out. And it's a good way to spend, you know, half a day if that's what you want to do. There are simpler crossings now, and I wouldn't recommend taking a caravan through them, of course. But a camper trailer, you could if you're careful. You take the chicken routes all the time. But that's, you know, again, that's the fun. You've got to get up and you've got to get back, and you might as well enjoy everything you're doing while you're there. And, you know, a lot of the other creek crossings are pretty full on as well. So, yeah, there's a lot to do up on the Cape. Now, we've got a bit of local news to get through, so we're going to do that. Then we're going to come back with a bit of Aussie Crawl, and we'll go from there. So it's 3:32 here at Yarra Valley FM 99.1, local live and loving it, and it's Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show. Back. It's Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 show here, talking a bit about Cape York and some of the experiences I've had up there and what's up there to see and do and play with and look around at. I should also, too, talk about the Indigenous history a little bit, too. Not that I'm an expert on it, as you probably gathered, but there was a land bridge. So when Australia broke off from Gondwana land, and then started separating from Papua New Guinea and Indonesia and what have you. Apparently, when they went through some of the sort of, well, let's call it ice age for want of a better term, but when the cold weather hit the area, the water would freeze, contract, and it opened up land bridges between the two. And apparently our Indigenous people came across from that way into Australia. So did a lot of the animals be able to use the land bridge to come across into Australia, which is why we have so many ties with Indonesia and, you know, even South America, really, South Africa and Africa in general, when you look at all the plant species that we share. So it sort of all stands to reason. Obviously, the indigenous people were in that area well before 1700 when Cook came through and, you know, claimed Australia, for want of a better term, or the east coast of Australia at that point. And so then we had early explorers getting out there. Ludwig Leichhardt did an expedition in 1845. And they only got to where the Burke Developmental Road is roughly today. Edmund Kennedy's expedition in 1848 apparently was the first one to actually reach the tip of Cape York. But there were lots of problems with that. And there was lost camp and there were lost men, and three of the men were left there. This was up at Lost Camp 84. And when they went up to get to the tip, and Kennedy was speared near Escape River. And so there's a lot of interaction, some good, some not so good, on both sides of the fence up there. But again, you know, I have a lot of, respect for a lot of our early explorers, especially the ones that understood the indigenous people and what they could do to help, not hinder or get in the way or cause problems, or, you know, for, you know, supremacy type stuff. But, you know, there's so much land up there, and it's not well populated because of how remote it is and because of how tough the land was and because of all the conditions. And it's remained that way for a long time, and I'd like to see it remain that way for, you know, for my grandkids, so I can take them up there and what have you. But, you know, that's the price of, I guess, living in our times, isn't it? So there is a very strong history of interaction, not only with the islanders up that way, but one of the best trips we did was catching the ferry from the beach up near Bamiga. We went from Punzen Bay, and you get ferried to a boat, and then you take the boat across to Thursday Island as a day trip. And that was just stunning. You know, turtles in the water, different life, bird life again, different thing. You get over to Thursday Island, and that's got an amazing history all by itself. There's just so much to do on one trip to Cape York that it's just scary. And I can see why people would spend 3 months up there. You know, we generally get 4 weeks holiday a year, and you've got to work it around that. But as I sit here and lament and get a big sort of sobby throat because I'm not back up there, it is getting towards the warmer part of it. And if you like humidity and rain and stuff, it's like Darwin. They reckon if you can survive a wet season up on the Cape, you'll never come home. I think there's a lot of people never come home because they just love the place so much. All right, I'm going to do a community service announcement right now. The History Boys is a play set in the mid-80s, evoking the special time that being in sixth form represents in an English boy's life. The play raises universal questions about history and how it is taught, as well as the general purpose of education today. Presented at the Lilydale Athenaeum Theatre Company, the play is on to November the 24th, with matinees on Sunday the 18th and the 24th. So time is closing on when you'll be able to see the History Boys play. You can book through www.lilydaleatc.com. or phone 9735 1777, or buy tickets direct at 39 Castella Street in Lilydale. Okie dokes. Wow, I can't believe it's 3:43 already, and I've still got so much more I can talk about on the Cape, but I know you don't want to listen to me the whole time. So I've got a bit of Boys Light Up and a bit of Australian cast of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, The Time Warp, just because I want to be there and I want to go back, and I really like the Australian cast of Rocky Horror. So let's do it. A bit of Aussie Crawl, Boys Light Up first.
We'll be right back.
Time is fleeting.
Madness takes its toll. But listen closely, and not for very much longer. I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
We're bringing knees in time. When it's a pelvic thrust. We're bringing graduates. Yeah. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's so dreamy. Oh, fantasy, free me, so you can't see me.
dead. I'll see all with a bit of a mind flip. You're there in the time slip. Nothing can ever be the same. You're spaced out on sensation, like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing, when a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. Well, it shook me up and took me by surprise. He hit a pickup truck and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change. Time and nothing ever was again.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's just a jump to the left. With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing ease in time, but it's a pelvic thrust. The feeling drives you insane. Yeah. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
So, a bit of time warp as we wind up towards the end of the show. I have one more community service announcement I want to get out there. It's the Little Yarra Valley Garage Sale Trail, 17th of November, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Follow the trail through Gladysdale, Three Bridges, Gilderoy and Powtown and find some great country bargains. Enjoy the CFA sausage sizzle at Powtown between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Free timber walk through the Powtown sawmill at 10 a.m. and midday. Follow them on Facebook at Little Yarra Valley Garage Sale Trail. All right, so there's my CSAs done for the day, and that could be a bit of fun. And have you heard the latest palaver about sausages in bread with whether you have the onions on top of the sausage or below the sausage? I thought that was hysterical that a certain well-known hardware chain is going to start enforcing a law that they put in place to make you put the onions on the bottom underneath the sausage, between the sausage and the bread. I wonder how you feel about that. It's pretty weird, I reckon. Personally, unless the sausages are like pork or chicken, I don't eat them anyway, but I do like onions on a sausage, especially if it's a good one. So there you go. Now, you can get in touch with me via info@yarravalleyfm.com. And you can certainly get on my Facebook page, and which is Ant-Man's RVM 4x4 page, and get a message to me. Log on if you've got any questions about Cape York. I'm probably going to waffle on a little bit more about it next week, because I didn't really cover places where you can get fuel and supplies and other bits and pieces that you can do and what you can do at the tip and blah, blah, blah. So I might even just do a little bit next week, because I just ran out of time this week. But, yeah, do that. And then, of course, if you want to, you can always give the station a call, 5961 5991, during my show. As long as I'm playing some music, I'll answer the phone and I'm happy to have a chat. We are running up towards Christmas, and so there's only a few more shows now before I have a break, and we try and get some Christmas listening happening for you. So that's all coming up as well. And yeah, it's all pretty much happening. So what else could I ask you? Oh, well, that's right, we're looking for presenters. So if you want to do some presenter training and stuff like that, get in touch with the station, because we need volunteers. We need people that want to come in. They're passionate about their community, passionate about delivering information, helping, having fun with music. Again, you know, I play such an eclectic mix of music because I just love it. All types of music, pretty much, country and western too, believe it or not. But anyway, we'll sort of be back after the show sponsor, and I've got some Echo Beach from Martha and the Muffins from 1980 before I say goodbye, and look forward to catching up with you again next week. So here's Echo Beach, Martha and the Muffins.
ocean and a travel on through. But I can't help it, I'm a romantic fool. It's a habit of mine to watch the sun go down. On Echo Beach, I watch the sun go down. From 9 to 5 I have to spend my time at work. My job is very boring, I'm an office clerk. The only thing that helps me pass the time away is knowing I'll be back at Echo Beach someday.
Isn't that great? Doesn't it just, you just want to be sitting on a beach somewhere, maybe up Cape York, maybe with a pole and a bit of fishing happening, stuff like that. Better than possibly being down here in Melbourne during our winter, but that's what it is. So without much further ado, I'm going to start heading towards shutting down. So I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend, a brilliant week. Remember, a lot of fire restrictions start coming in from this week. If they haven't already, they certainly start on Monday in my area as the summer period kicks in pretty well. I know we've got a little bit of rain happening, but it's not much, so it's still very dry underfoot. So I'd be saying to everybody out there, clear your place, do what I'm doing this weekend, burning the last of the rubbish off that I've got to get rid of, and try and make it as fire safe as we can, ready for the rest of the season. Get your fire plans in order. We're racing into December and the Christmas month, and you look how quickly Christmas will be on our front doorstep. Whoa, you're going to love that, don't you? All right, well, let's finish off with the station sponsor. I'm then going to say goodbye until next week. Stay safe, drive safe, and enjoy this magnificent, beautiful country that we live in, a country called Australia.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a draw system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you, or find your closest ARB store or stockist.